Celebrated biathlete Gabriela Kukalova, named Sportswoman of the Year last December, has thrown something of a proverbial grenade into the sports community with a tell-all book just published. Named Yina, or Different, the book deals with a number of issues, including serious eating disorders the athlete suffered, Jan Wellinger reports.
Different is not a bad title for a book somewhat blowing the lid off of the sport of biathlon in the Czech Republic. Whereas just a few years ago it was all smiles after Sochi, where Kukalova clinched 2 silver medals and a bronze, it's a different attitude on display now. One where the sportswoman felt it was necessary to discuss the many struggles she had faced in her sport. In the book, Kukalova tells all about biathlon, especially her struggle with bulimia, her junior trainer's attitude, later clashes with coaches, as well as relationships with the fellow biathlon team members. In one interview earlier this week, she said she knew her book would provoke a strong response, but said she was nevertheless glad she had written it, if nothing else than to help others who had struggled with similar eating problems. Here's what she told Radio Journal journalist Lucie Výborná.
No, myslím, že možná jsem nepočítala až s tím s tak velkým množstvím e-mailů.
I didn't expect the great number of emails from women, girls and their parents who had met with the same problems. I am not talking about dozens, but thousands of emails. The inbox is blocked because there are so many. It's a full-time job just to get through them.
Nevíme, jak to přebírat, protože opravdu to je práce jako na plný úvazek.
Kukalova's own eating disorder, both anorexia and bulimia, began when she was still in junior competition. The athlete, in her words, went as far as eating makeup-removing pads soaked in water, or used to use a spoon to help her gag and throw up food she had just eaten. It was her husband, badminton player Petr Kukal, who helped her finally begin tackling the problem head-on, and this was after he discovered an X-ray of that spoon which he had accidentally swallowed. How she dealt with that problem is one of the main focuses of Different and interviews that have followed, and the athlete is not afraid to shy away as well from other personal moments, including her relationship with her parents, who more or less forced her into sport.
Já jsem měla pocit, vždycky jako do toho sportu jsem to vnímala jako dítě, že mě nutili.
There were moments when I felt I was forced into sport. There were times when I really didn't like it and didn't want to train. But it is not like there was any choice. There were races when I ran and hid in the forest and buried my start number bib in the snow. That didn't seem to indicate that I wanted to race. Of course, today I am grateful to them, but there were moments when races filled me with dread.
Před tím samotným jako startem, tak pro mě byly hrozně nepříjemný.
The question now, of course, is whether she aims to ever compete in biathlon again. At this point, one might argue it seems unlikely, but of course, in the world of sport, most athletes never say never. Nor has Kukalova burned all bridges. In the future, should she want to return, the head of the Czech Biathlon Association, Jiří Hamza, told Czech Radio that the door remained open. At the moment, though, it does not appear to be a priority. The athlete has made clear she wants to focus instead on helping others with eating disorders, not least in the area of sport, where the subject, she says, remains largely taboo.